Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What up, folks? I have a preview of the Lost Zane recordings ready to go. I unleashed two of these full-length radio shows from back in the day every Monday and Friday on the Patreon. So here's a snippet from the most recent show that I've just published. It is a classic edition of Dear Meathead. You know, but it's incredible the amount of time that my dad has been on the radio. Holy cow. So, you know, his own call-in feature, you emailing him, stuff like that. It's just been quite a ride. So I like to feature these from time to time on the free view. Now, if you want the full show that is available on Patreon, it's going to set you back $5 or $10 a month from you for 11, count them, 11 bonus episodes per week. Patreon makes a wonderful accompaniment to the regular free podcast that you hear Monday through Friday. Patreon.com/Eric Zane or click the link in the show notes. There you go. $5 a month is all of my audio. $10 a month is all the audio, the video, and live streams for you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Listener supported, ad free Patreon. Here you go. Tell me where have brought to you by been? Signature Investigation Group. Let's bring him in right now. Hey, Dad, how are you?
Good morning, son.
Good morning to you.
And the crew.
Hey. Yeah, Dad, the crew is here. The crew is here.
How's it going?
It's going great. We're having a great day, man. We just talked to Kyle Criscolo from the Griffins. He says hi, I'm sure. Everybody's a fan. They like listening in the locker room while they're getting ready for practice to you.
That's awesome. That's my favorite team.
Better. I mean, the Red Wings are having kind of a down year, so not too much fun. There hasn't been a whole lot to root for. We got to get you down here for a game for the Griffins, because I'll bring you into where I work, and you can see it up close and personal.
All right. Well, hey, they're tired. A year has been a long time, so they need a break. Take a year off.
You talking about the Red Wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's in store. Well, Dad, we threw out the phone number for anybody to call in with their questions at 800-785-1073. And we're getting more response. We go to Gun Lake, Michigan. This is Tom. You're on with Dad on Dear Meathead. Welcome.
Hey, Meathead. Thanks.
Hello,
for taking
Tom.
My call.
How are you? You are Tom, right?
Yes.
That's right. I'm
okay. Tom. Nice to hear from you.
My sister, she's always been kind of more than chubby, a little heavy her whole life. And she, has a hard time getting dates. And she's 55 now, never been married. And my problem is she's met this guy online. And he is from, not Afghanistan, but it's on one of these countries that are like right next to Afghanistan, one of the camps over there. Mm. And he's 26 years old.
Ooh.
And now she thinks she's in love with this guy and is trying to get him to come to the country and is actually working with one of the places in Holland that do that type of thing.
Okay, get to it, Tom.
And,
yeah, what's your question?
Well, what do I do? I mean, I know this is just a guy trying to get over here on the country, and as soon as she gets over here, it's going to be like, see ya. And she's funneling money over there.
Oh.
What do I do? What do I do about it?
Okay.
Well, let's condense this question.
Yeah, Dad, his sister is getting taken, he believes, by a guy overseas for money.
And kind of like
the only reason they're together is because he's using her,
yeah,
to get over here. And they believe.
Yes, he's struggling to come to grips with that and wants to convey that message to her. What should he do, Dad?
I think there's nothing right about this situation.
Yeah,
I know quite a bit about this activity of online dating.
You do?
Specifically with the Middle Eastern people. I would say it's a negative, but you have to approach this in a loving way.
Yeah.
I just don't have the answer. The answer is really absurd, the way I will put it. This is definitely, you got to stop this. I unfortunately don't know how to do it to stop a love affair.
Yeah. What do you mean by you have knowledge of these things? What did you mean?
I grew up with a whole lot of Middle Eastern people.
Right.
I know them, basically. They want to take an advantage of a situation of meeting someone from America. United States is an important country to these people.
Yeah.
And, well, I would say a good number of them. Not all of them are bad people. But they have a ulterior motive to get to the United States through possibly a marriage and so forth.
Yeah.
Be able to obtain a citizenship of this country.
I
would say you just have to fight that in an intelligent way.
Okay.
Your sister has got a unfortunate situation of being on a heavy side, so she would just like to fall in love as soon as I can with whoever would reciprocate in that. Stop it.
Okay.
Try to stop it on your own. On an intelligent way. You can't beat her up, really.
Yeah, definitely don't want to. Yeah.
No.
All right, Tom, I hope that works out for you. All right. 800-785-1073. Dad, say hi to Jeremy.
Jeremy, my man.
Dad, we love you.
Yep. Hey, love you too, guy.
You're like a son I never had.
Oh, boy. You said a good one.
Jeremy, what's your question for Dad?
All right, I'll condense it.
Thank you. There are a lot of callers.
I have a friend who goes on first dates, and a lot of the girls that he meets like to go pretty far on a first date. He's not comfortable with that. So how should he approach first dates and let these girls know that, you know, he's looking for more of a long-term thing than just a hot night out?
Finger blasted.
Should get his head out of his ass.
Dad, what do you think?
I think you should actually stop the initiating this particular occurrence right off the bat on a first date.
Yeah.
Hey, you need several dates
before
you get to know each other. This is not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
That's a she, right? Yeah. She is just giving herself up to whatever approaches her. So it's not a good thing. Try to stop him.
Jeremy, thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Loving me, Ed.
Yes, have a good one.
800-785-1073. We have a lot of people who want to talk to you today, Dad. I think they want to talk to you more in person. In fact, we traveled to Ypsilanti. Say hello to Nate, Dad. Now, this is Nate.
Nate, how are you doing, my man?
Great, Meathead. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Good speaking with you.
Same to you. All right, my question for you is, my wife and I are expecting our first child in a month and a half.
Congratulations.
Thank you. If there's one piece of advice you could give us as new parents, what would it be?
You know, ISDN line?
Yeah, it sounds good. Dad, what advice do you have for Nate on being a new parent? I know you were, you can definitely relate. Yeah, you've told us stories.
Nate, I do know that you're going to love this child, but love is the key word in there. Love your wife. First of all, don't put the child over in front of your wife. The wife is the one that really is an important, significant item of a person. Show her love. Of course, the child you're going to love, really.
Yeah.
And whether it's boy or girl, it doesn't matter. Just be natural and normal. Mm. That's all there is to it. Have a new baby is a wonderful thing to have in your life.
Mm.
Life will become a significant part of your marriage.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile.
I know a lot of you have been to the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should, too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com Bluechew.com/save50 today.
Now, Dad, you remember, well, I mean, obviously your first child was Norman, and that was not with your first marriage years ago.
Yes.
Now, as I understand it, there were many, many rocky moments from what you've told me in the past. Still, despite that, was that moment a great moment when Norman came to town?
Norman was it was a great thing, but the whole marriage was a bad situation. When a marriage goes bad,
yeah,
the whole thing looks awful. So try to that's the whole thing that I was trying to stress on you. Loving your wife.
So it was your fault that it didn't work out, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. I could not tolerate what things were going on. Of course, I had a wife that was quite ill.
Oh.
And as a young man, just didn't realize any of these things.
Okay.
It just went south, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Nate, is that good, buddy? Are you all set?
That's absolutely perfect. Yep.
Good luck, man, and keep us updated.
Don't worry about the kid.
Yeah,
it's all about the wife.
Send us pictures, and good luck.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. That's Nate. 800-785-1073. If you have a question for Dad on Dear Me, Dad, we'll get to some of your emails in just a second. Jared from Muskegon is waiting on hold. Dad, say hello to Jared.
Hello, Jared. How are you today?
What's going on, me head?
Hey. Weather is changing. That's a cool thing.
I love it. I love
yes.
it. So my question is for you. I'll keep it quick because I got a lot of callers here. But, I got a new job interview for a new job, and they keep putting me on hold, and they say, you know, that basically they'll have an answer for me in a week, and then a week turns into 2 weeks, and my lease is coming up, and it's a pretty good job, but they want me to live in one area, and I'm looking at a house in another area where we're closer to family, but I don't know, what do I do? I'm a first-time homeowner. Do I live where I want to live and maybe say, you know what, hey, you know, you haven't told me anything about the job. You kept me on hold for a few weeks, and I know I'm the qualifying candidate, but they're just trying to get that through HR so they can get the budget taken
care of. It sounds like when I signed here, friggin' Cartwright dragging his feet forever.
Hey.
Dad, what do you think?
I think you ought to call the guy up. You just did the right thing. Or call him up and say, hey, what's going on? I have a situation that I need to get an answer to that. Mm-hmm. Do you care to have me or don't you care to have me? And as far as the housing is concerned, it really it's an issue that you've already tackled it, really. You made a commitment maybe to the purchase of the house. If the house is nowhere near the employment place, well, that's a choice that you made. But you got to let them know that you're serious about this. You like the employment. And if you care for me, you say yes. Or if you don't care for me, say no.
All right.
You know, the employer, you got to show them some force of your own. You're not going to beg out there for a job.
Yeah,
be serious about it. Be strong about it. And let it go.
So basically, go in there and show them who's boss, Jared.
All right, well, sounds good. Love the show.
Really.
Love you, Meathead. You guys have a great afternoon.
Go in there, pull your pants down, and show them who's boss.
maybe not that strong. Jared, thank you, buddy.
Guys, you are.
That means be excited when you do it.
All right. Jesus. 800-785.
Strong.
1073. Dad, Aaron writes this. A young lady writes, in your opinion, Meathead, is climate change real? Or is it a huge money-making scheme promoted bigly by shady paid-off scientists like President Trump claims? Signed, Aaron.
Hey, climate change is God's activity, probably. I don't know. You have no control over that.
Yeah.
Nobody is using it for anything. They do for selling products. You need light clothing. Well, weather changes.
Wait.
You go get it.
So
you don't need any advertisement for that. You know,
yeah,
so.
But do you know, like, what he means? Like, the planet is getting warmer and warmer and warmer based on what we produce, like coal-fired power plants and cars?
Well, yeah, this is true as far as that goes, but I have to go with the scientists. They're predicting that the climate is changing.
Yes.
So, you know, nobody is an authority on that. But then again, they actually use it for whatever the seasons are going to be, you know.
Yeah, for sure, Dad. 800-785-1073. This is Trent in Comstock Park. Trent.
Good morning, Meathead.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Doing well, sir.
Good. I was calling today because I recently had another job interview, and the bad thing is that the salary really isn't the best, and neither are the benefits, but I have a feeling I'm going to get an offer from them. But I'm also waiting to hear from another job to see if I get further in their interview process, which right now sounds like there's a good chance. But I don't want to be without another job. And so I guess my question is, would it be wrong, because my wife doesn't think it would, but would it be wrong to accept this job and then later, if I get offered a better job, decline that job before it starts?
Absolutely, yes. You've got a job. It's going to be paying you some money until something better come up. You're always seeking something better for yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Take the best offer, and if the offer is good and the employment is good, stay with it if that's what you want.
I agree. You're in business for you, Trent. You're not in
that's
business
right.
for anybody. You're working on the business of Trent.
So yeah, absolutely.
Screw
yes.
that. If you get a better one, say, you know what? To further what Dad was saying, you could go back to the first one who hired you and say, hey, look, something
right.
better did come along. If you can make it so I don't have to leave, I would like that. And maybe they'll sweeten the pot for you, you know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Good advice.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Trent. You bet, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
You too.
See you, buddy. 800-785-1073. Dad, Mark in New Orleans, Louisiana writes, Meathead, if you had a time machine, which moment in time would you like to see and why? Examples, ancient Greece, Ottoman Empire, Roman Empire, Wild West, Stone Age, ancient Egypt. Where would you like to go, Dad?
I would like to go at the Wild West, you know, because when I was a grown person, a youngster, I was a wild character. So I'd be carrying my own six-shooter and take care of the situation.
The entire situation.
All those situations. Yeah. There's lots of situations here.
Wild West was a great time to live.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was pretty bad, actually.
Well, I loved it.
A lot of dysentery.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how good it was, Dad. I think you might have watched one too many movies.
Hey, but, loves John Wayne.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I like to shoot him up.
Well, Dad, you've done it again.
I want to kill Native Americans.
All right.
Dad, once again, you've been fantastic on the air. People love to hear your voice. Like I said, when I leave the ice at the hockey rink, they chant your name. I've shown you the pictures of them holding signs that say embellish and hey, Meathead, and things like that. So definitely a huge part of the West Michigan landscape on the radio, and we thank you for joining us once again.
And go Wings!
All right, Dad. Love you very much, okay?
Thank you, honey.
Happy.
Have a good time and say hello to the crew for me.
Oh, and while I have you on, do you want to say anything to Lindsay who got you that nice card for your birthday, Dad?
And I want to greatly thank her from the bottom of my heart. What a thing to do to get, send me a card. The short visit that we had, you know?
Right. Yes, Dad, that was so nice.
And thank you very much.
Okay, Dad, love you very much.
Love you too, and say hello to everybody out there.
Will do, Dad. Thanks again.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Is that a Broomsky reference that I was a motorboating? She's ample. And wonderful. Thank you very much. You made Dad feel great.
That is it, my free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you're thinking about it, take the plunge on Patreon, $5 or $10 a month. Try it out for just 1 month. Take the Eric Zane challenge. That way, if you're like, no, I don't think I like this. You're only out $5 or $10. You know, what the hell? But I think you're going to like it. I put a lot of time and energy into it, and I think you're going to enjoy the Patreon. PATREON, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for listening, folks. Bye-bye.